Less Than Three Press presents Backwoods Asylum by Megan Durr. Read for you by Paul Morey. It was still pitch black. Why was he awake? Skyla sat up in bed and shoved aside his electric blanket, immediately mourning the loss of heat. Swinging his legs over the side of the bed, he shoved his feet into slippers and left the bedroom, padding through the house to the kitchen. Then he heard it, distinct and faint, crying. Wolves by the sound of it, two little wolf puppies. Why would they be crying in the middle of the woods at... He glanced at the microwave clock. Oh, was it really 3 a.m? The crying flared up again and Skyla's gut twisted. Who would leave babies alone in the woods and in the middle of winter? Had something happened to their parents? Why had they been on his property at all? And those questions just led to a host of others. Why had he not heard anything sooner? Why wolves, when there were no wolf shifters anywhere remotely close? The nearest packs were 4 to 6 hours away. Why, oh why, did these things happen when it was freezing cold outside? Sighing, Skyla left the kitchen to go get properly dressed. He'd travel the woods in his shifted form, but he would definitely want the clothes later. In his bedroom, he shucked.